Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. We've got some Christmas music for the Rogers family, then we're going to part two of the message out of Matthew chapter number 2, where we're speaking on the Star of Bethlehem.
This world can't understand why we celebrate this day. They wonder why we worship every time we speak His name. When we sing, "Come all ye faithful, let us adore the King," we are looking past a stable to a hill called Calvary. That's why we adore. Despised and rejected of men. To most of the world, it was an ordinary night. Oh, but from that humble manger, we can hear salvation's cry. That's why we adore.
King of the Jews, where we have seen His star in the east and have come to worship Him. Now listen tonight. The only way that one could own a star is that he would have to have created the star. He would have to have authorship over it or have had to purchase it. Amen.
Amen. So let's just take just a moment. Take your Bible and go back to Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 16. And we're going to look at the stars' ability in creation. There had to be a reason why that God gave this star an opportunity to exist. Now, we're talking about physical stars right here in chapter number 1, but they do have a purpose and they do have a reason for being created. Look at verse number 16. This is the first mention of a star in your Bible. Look at verse number 16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the what? The night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament. I like it, don't you? He set them there. He set them in the firmament of the heavens, to give light upon the earth. That firmament's what we call outer space, amen. It's the expanse. Now, look at verse number 18. This is its responsibility, this is its ability and its duties. Look at verse number 18. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the night from the darkness, and God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So the first mention of star is found during creation. Now, I want you to notice that in Genesis chapter number 1, in verse number 17, it tells us that the star has ability, has purpose to give light upon the earth. Now, not just to give light upon the earth, but to give light upon the earth during a time of darkness. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm trying to say tonight that it's hard for you to see a star during the day. I've seen stars during the day, but it's very rare that you do see that. It actually, the star's ability to shine comes at that time of night, a time of darkness, amen. Once again, the Word of God says, and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. Now, have you ever noticed that when you go outside and you look up at the massive amounts of stars, it's on a clear night maybe. Every time that I do that, for some reason, maybe you ain't like this. And you ain't like me and I'm not like you, but I don't know, maybe somebody's done this before. You walk outside and you look at the vastness of outer space and you're looking up into the heavens and you're looking up and all you can see is the multitude of great stars. And as you look up there, you're looking at the vastness of all of these stars that seem to go on for all across the, as far as the eye can see. Man, your eyes begin to look over those stars. And it almost, I don't know if it's in your nature, but I just sit out there and say, God, boy, it seems like I'm speaking right to the darkness. And I begin to say things like this, God, I tell you one thing. God, you're a big God. And Lord, I feel so small right now. And God, I know this. And Lord God, if you can create all of this, I know this, God, you've got a purpose for little old me. We've seen how that the star, it seems to have this ability to shine in the midst of darkness. But tonight I want you to also see this. The star has the ability to guide men during a time of darkness. Oh, think about this. Over in the book of John, in the beginning was the Word. Let me back up to Malachi. The span between Malachi and Matthew is a time of darkness. No prophetic word, nothing whatsoever. I mean, I'm talking about the darkest of the darkness. I mean, absolutely no word, amen. For that span of years, hundreds of years, amen, we have nothing whatsoever. And then we get to Matthew's gospel, chapter number 2. All of a sudden, John said this, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, amen. There was not anything that was not made by God, amen. But then that word is the life, the light of all men, amen, thank God. You say, what are you saying? I'm trying to tell you that in the middle of darkness, amen, God Almighty sent a light to our lives, amen. I want you to think, miss, how in the world did the wise men get from the east? How did they get to where they needed to go? They didn't have no GPS, they didn't have no cell phone, amen, and they didn't have no Apple devices. They didn't have an Apple Watch, and they couldn't ask Siri what to do. They had no atlas. They was navigating by the sky. And somewhere down the line, there must have been a prophet or a man of God, somebody that was in touch with the Lord, somewhere that was smart enough to guide them and say, hey, young men, I want to tell you something. There's going to be a star up here one of these days. Look for that star. And when you see that star up here, you go follow that star. I think it's Daniel. I don't know, but he's mighty enough to get thrown in the lion's den and come out smelling like the rose of Sharon, the bright in the morning star. Amen. I think it's Daniel, amen. He began to teach those wise men some things. They were directed by the star in the middle of a time of darkness. Notice this. The star was created to shine during a dark time, and the star guided them during a time of darkness. But I also see that star has the ability to direct them to the Savior. Look at verse number 9 tonight. I'm not going to take forever, but look at verse number 9. And when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Boy, I find this interesting because here the wise men have traveled all this distance today. I mean, in the middle of their time, I imagine that a lot of their travels was probably at nighttime. Don't you agree? I would say that they were watching this star. This star was guiding them, and so they had to arrange their sleep schedules, amen, to be there where the star's at, amen. Be able to watch that star, and wherever that star is, man, that's when they're looking constantly at that star. They're measuring things. They're writing things down. They're learning from it. In the middle of darkness, they got a light that's guiding them. Y'all with me tonight? Y'all, everybody all right? Yeah, man, don't lose your best friend in the middle of this thing, amen. It's going to be all right. I got a reason for doing what we're doing tonight. I'm going to tell you something. He's guiding us. Praise God. What are you saying, preacher? I'm getting there. I'm telling you, he's guiding us too. Thank God you don't have to. You say, but it's so dark. Hey, praise God. Let me tell you something. We ain't in the darkness. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Thank God. Amen. Look here. We're on the little end of something real big tonight. Amen. I got to thinking about this tonight. I thought, you know, Lord, you're bigger than anything that this world could ever comprehend and ever know. I tell you, look, the scientists can't grab a hold of the astronomical things of what the universe is. They can't grab a hold of all that God has created. We can only know what we see. But thank God I know this. The Apostle Paul talked about a third heaven, amen. He talked about a heaven, amen, that your microscope and your telescope and your spaceship can't fly to, amen. I'm talking about another world out there, another dimension. What are we doing, preacher? We're guided by that star. Look here. In the book of Revelations, we find chapter number 1. You can turn there if you want to. Chapter number 1, there's a reference to the 7 stars in the Lord's right hand. Now, in verse number 20, the Word of God tells us that the 7 stars are 7 angels. When I looked at the definition of up for angel, I just about had a spell. Now my Bible connects. It does some connecting dots and different things like that, but I just about had a spell when I looked up this word angel. One who is sent to announce, teach, or to proclaim. Those angels were sent there to the 7 churches of Asia, and they were there to pronounce, they were there to proclaim, they were to point them in the right direction and tell them what they needed to do to be clean before God. I got to thinking about that. Them angels, them stars in the hand of the Lord. In the hand of the Lord. They're there, they're ready to go. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I think of it this way. Before you got saved, I got to see this star at Bethlehem. It seems to remind me of the sweet Holy Ghost. Boy, it reminds me of what the Holy Ghost did to me, amen. How he helped me, how he guided, amen. How he proclaimed the word of God, how he kept pointing me to Jesus. That seems to be that star of Bethlehem tonight.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.